Another thing Krishna says is once you've heard about this, get on with it. May as well get on with it. What you know about it, because no one knows, we don't know how much time we have left. We'll all get serious about the inner life stuff probably 2006 or so. I should be free enough. And you die the day before 2006, just before you're going to get serious. So to make a long story short, for Krishna, the spiritual life is all-encompassing. It's not something one does off in a corner. It's not something one does 1 hour a week in some physical location, or 1 hour a day in some physical location. It's a 24/7 thing. 24/7. It said that one of the tests. There are all these tests. These guys like tests. These spiritual teachers. They're kind of like regular teachers who give tests. Spiritual teachers give tests too. And one of the tests, early tests, is to see if to bring to mind a spiritual idea that appeals to you, that you like, or you're devoted to, or whatever. And go to sleep with that idea in mind. And see if that can be the first idea you wake up with in the morning. And if it isn't, you got some work to do. It's called continuity of consciousness. Continuity of consciousness. You can do the same thing. Can I carry an idea through the day? Very, very difficult to do. Doesn't mean you can't be doing other things, but in the background, can you carry the idea through the day? Harder to carry it through the dreaming deep sleep state and have it there right first thing in the morning. If a person can start to do that, it's practice. Back to that word, practice, practice, practice. If a person's willing to practice, it'll start happening. And if a person starts realizing that they can actually carry something through 24 hours, something worthy, just for an exercise, if for no other reason, prove to themselves that they can do it. If a person does this enough and wakes up one morning with the same idea one went to sleep with, one will actually gain a new kind of self-respect that they hadn't had before. As a conscious being that can determine one's own destiny. It's also said that the highest element in us, Krishna again, but as incarnated humans, the highest element in us is a creative element that doesn't usually get manifested or gets inverted and turned into clay pots or something. But spiritual creativity is formless. And forget where I was going to this one too. Yep, went away. Yeah, we're creative and this creative faculty we have is a reflection of the actual light of quote unquote the Logos, also known as Krishna. And it's constantly moving. There's nothing in the universe that's stationary. And the further one goes in meditation, or the deeper one goes in meditation, the more subtle become the movements the ones becoming aware of. But there's always movement. There's no stasis. And this is the highest, in some sense, the highest element within us as humans. If we could be true to it and be conscious of it, because that would mean we would know, in spite of what people around us might be pressuring us to think or do, we would know that there's no finality to anything. There's no finality to some expression of the human good or human perfectibility or the perfect society. There's no finality. It's a matter of movement, of growth, of change. So in this sense, the deepest element in us, this which has to be tapped impersonally, is revolutionary. It will settle for nothing but the best, and it won't fix on somebody's picture of what the best is. Because even the highest beings, it says in the earliest Veda, even the highest beings may not know ultimate reality. So to be aware that one's conclusions are tentative, that one's views are incomplete, that one's very best view of what a human being is probably isn't big enough. To be agnostic in that sense is to be in line with the spiritual growth of the universe. Is also to be in line with it's a way of keeping going in the universe of change. Keep going. Don't stop with some conception. Don't stop with some religion. Don't stop with some little practice you're doing. Don't stop with some little insight you had. Don't stop with some vision you had of the whole universe. Just keep going until there's no further place to go. And then you realize you've been there all along. Yeah, been there all along. Just didn't know it. So distracted. And Krishna also recommends funny little things, like he says, this is one of my favorites. Plato wrote a whole dialogue on the idea of what is justice. And he ends up, a whole bunch of really complicated arguments happen. It's a couple hundred pages long. And at the end, he says, kind of almost works it in, almost so as you wouldn't see it, he works in, justice is minding your own business. And Krishna says somewhat the same thing in the Bhagavad Gita, quite a few centuries before. Krishna says, and this is one I've used this one myself. I found it helpful. He says, one's own duty performed poorly is better than another's duty performed well. The duty of another is full of danger. That one got my attention about 35 years ago. It's better to do your own duty as best you can, even if it's horrid, than to be telling somebody else what their duty is and doing it for them. Danger. And when he says the duty of another is full of danger, he's talking spiritual danger. He's talking karmic interconnections. Less is more. If everyone was focused upon concentration on Krishna, heart on Krishna, mind on Krishna, working for Krishna, speaking for Krishna, there wouldn't be any time to be worried about what somebody else was doing and how they should be doing it and all this garbage that goes on. I wouldn't have time. I got too much to do. My mind's a mess. I got work to do here.